Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, you've just tuned in to LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. As you know, we have dedicated our lives here to the very purpose of shedding light, working the light. Our time is now. Brothers and sisters, lovers and friends, welcome to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. Once again, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We have a very special show lined up for you guys today. If you have seen on social media, whether you follow at the Good Vibe Station, it's just at Good Vibe Station on Twitter, or if you follow Universal Consciousness 1111 on Instagram. And last week, if you were listening, I told you guys to check out There Is No Ceiling, also known acronymed THINK. So if you guys did that, then you're prepared for today's show. If you didn't, that's okay, because everything's in divine right action. Today, we have a very special guest with us. As you know, on the Vibration Station, we are inspired. We're inspired by people that have dedicated their lives to following their highest excitements, to acting on the inspiration that fuels their heart. And that's why I'm honored. Not only am I honored, it is my pleasure. He is a reflection of me. In la quinte a la ken, I am you as you are me. I love you as I love myself. I'd like to welcome the one and only Brother Rob, founder of There Is No Ceiling. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, man. Dude, great. I'm glad to be here.
So happy to have you here. So happy to have you here, bro. The vibes right off the bat. The moment that we connected, just hands down one of the purest connections that I've made to date. You know, there's...
Totally agree.
Definitely... just as we were talking before the show, there's no such thing as coincidence. It's only synchronicity. It's only divine. It's divine right action. You were saying earlier, you know, you just got your intro down for your video, and you're talking about, oh, it looks like the Matrix, you know?
Right.
Dude, we're in the Matrix, bro. We're in the Matrix. So today we're going to be talking about a couple aspects regarding your human experience. Well, how does this apply to you? Well, if you change your thought process, and you understand the intention behind there is no ceiling, think, there is no ceiling, THINC, then you will understand the message we are conveying here on today's show. We have come together, we have united for the purpose of expressing to you your own power, your own divinity. Now, every single week we come on the show and we talk about how powerful you are. We talk about how your thoughts create things. You are, within you, contains an entire universe. within your DNA contains the entire whole. The fractal contains the whole. The whole is the fractal. Fractal is, it's all one. We're all one, and we're all infinite expressions of the whole. Well, it's easy to forget that. So that's why I bring people like Brother Rob here in the studio with us to talk about how powerful you are. Because that's the only thing that matters. If you could listen to us talk about spirituality, consciousness, raise your vibe, let's unify, let's, you know, change the world and raise the vibes. That's all well and good, but if you're not making the change within your heart, it's not doing anything. So that's why it is my honor to have Brother Rob here in the studio with us. I'm going to shoot off a couple questions just so we get to feel you out. We get to know, well, we know a little bit of who you are, if we follow your Instagram, which, by the way, guys, if you want to do right now, make sure, go on Instagram. It's just THINC. And then there's an underscore, but if you just type in THINC, you won't miss it. Actually, Rob posts amazing videos and obviously pictures, but recently he's been really getting into, you know, posting these videos, very inspirational videos. They inspire me every time I go on. So yeah, man, I'm just going to fire this off. What was the inspiration to start There Is No Ceiling? Think.
Yeah, so, you know, going through my spiritual awakening, I was really trying to tap into, you know, my purpose. Like, why am I here?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm awake to this reality that I realize now that I have a very heavy influence on by my thoughts,
yes,
my feelings, and, you know, just my presence being here. And
yes,
trying different avenues to express myself in different ways and tapping into this so-called purpose. I came across a book called The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill. And Napoleon Hill is talking about how, you know, life is just this constant unfoldment. And really, it's, you know, there is no limit to this unfoldment.
Yes.
And, you know, it really connected with me. And I set out right there to make it my purpose to help unfold myself, my own life, my own purpose. And not only that, but to help spread this knowledge that I was coming across, you know, the law of attraction and whatnot,
yes,
to help spread this as much as possible, because no one around me 4 years ago, no one around me was studying this. No
totally.
One was practicing this. No one was talking about this.
Totally.
And so as soon as I wrote that intention down, and this intention just flowed through me, I didn't plan it all out. It was just like, boom, it just flowed through me.
Wow.
I want to say about 2 months later, I'm listening to a song by Jay-Z, and I heard this lyric called, the lyric said, "Yet to see a ceiling," "Yet to see a ceiling."
Sick.
I was like, "What is this about?"
I dig that.
And so then, the next thing that popped in my mind was The Matrix. You know, because I was saying there is no ceiling, and
yes,
then there is no spoon. I was like, "There is no spoon." Oh my god.
Oh
my god, I'm onto something. I looked up the domain, and still, I have no idea what this means.
Wow.
And I bought the domain, and I just kept planting seeds with it. And then think. The actual acronym didn't come about until about 6 months after that.
Wow.
And not realizing this until about a year ago, right? So this is 2 years ago when I first had this idea. Not realizing this until about a year ago that this was a gift.
Yes.
Like, this was a gift from Source to help me,
dude,
develop my own self and to help me realize the limitless capabilities that I have within.
Wow.
And because at this time, you know, me being in this new state now,
right,
I was lacking a lot of confidence, just like a lot of other people out there in the world, like lacking confidence, lacking purpose, lacking direction. And this was a gift from Source to help me find my purpose, to help build myself from the ground up, from within.
Dude.
Basically from within. So
yes,
that's what inspired it. And now that, you know, I've developed myself to this level where I'm at now, which is just like a snippet of what I actually am. It's like so crazy because the more I think I know,
right,
the more I realize I don't know anything.
Right.
You know what I mean? And and being able to just share the message where it's at now and the lives that I've impacted from what I know about, right? Because I'm only conscious about a few little incidents that have been brought to my attention.
Totally.
That right there is just fuel. I mean, it just feeds my desire even more,
yes,
to where I want to get this even wider, more out there into the world. And so so that's a long answer to your question.
No, dude,
yeah,
that's a beautiful answer to the question, man. That's like that's a way more beautiful answer than I could have said myself or anticipated receiving. That's beautiful, man. Like,
thank you.
Everything you said, you know, we truly are reflections of each other. We all are reflections of each other. anyone that you interact with in your experience can only be a reflection of something that you're a vibrational match to. That's how this universe works. It's like it's like mathematics. Like 2 + 2 = 4. Well, what you vibrate to plus the universal laws responding to what you vibrate to equals the people you experience.
Right.
So, yeah, man, that was really beautifully said. It's a wordsmithed. I have the exact, you know, I have the exact same intention. That's why I resonate so deep with everything you're saying too. It's because it's literally like we're downloading information from the same source. Well, we are, but it's cool to see it. You know, it's cool to be like, wow, like I literally like the same thought goes through my head. Like, it's that's amazing. So you heard the song, which was like total like divine inspiration. This moment of clarity where I've had those like these like aha moments. You're like, oh, wait, like, there's something bigger working with me right now. Like, dude, the universal wind is at my back. Like, he's my homie. That's like, so after you heard this lyric, you followed your intuition. You purchased the domain. 6 months later, you got this download for the acronym. So flash forward, bam, you're like, all right, you know, I've felt the influence and the impact that I'm capable of having, and it feels really good to empower myself by empowering others, but that's only a fractal of what I can really do and who I really am.
Right.
So I guess what I'm saying is, what's your intention with Think? Where do you see... I'm not going to put a timeline on it because time is all relative. Time is nothing. But what's the intention behind Think?
Yeah. So, for a while, I have this huge vision for Think.
Sick. And I love that.
And the vision is so big that I tend to doubt myself while I'm looking at this huge big picture.
Totally.
And it wasn't until recently where I started backing off the vision. Not backing away from the vision, but I started looking just right in front of me. So what can I do next? Because I'm looking at this huge vision and I'm getting intimidated by this big mountain right here. And
totally.
Whatever I'm doing now, it's not amounting to that. Like, it's not enough.
Yes.
And because, you know, I'm comparing to where I'm at now to where I want to be. And I started just looking at what's in front of me. Okay, what am I good at? You know, what's my best expression? And, you know, I speak well, and
I'm a great speaker.
Thank you. Yeah. And I think that's huge too. When you're trying to align yourself with your purpose is to be aware of your gifts, or be aware of what you're good at. Because once you hone into that, you start owning yourself a little bit more and more and more.
Absolutely.
And you start tapping into that source to basically your higher self, your voice of your heart. And so, you know, me being able to be in front of the camera, or being able to film myself, or being able to just to tap into, you know, my higher self. Because I don't know if you know this, but my messages that I convey, that I write on Instagram, I don't write or pre-write them out. Like, I sit there and I ask for guidance, and I ask, you know, what needs to be expressed? What do I need to learn? Because a lot of those messages I apply to myself, I'm just like, I'm looking at them like, whoa, I wrote this? Like, no way.
Totally.
I read it like 20 times and like, no, there's no way I wrote this. This is crazy. So, you know, my next step right now is to create more content on YouTube, get myself out there a little bit more, get the message out there, not myself, but get the message out there. And to create courses for people who want to tap into their intuition, who want to tap into their inner guidance. Because I feel that there's so many people out there that want answers or want to know themselves a little bit better. And, you know, they don't have the resources available, or they don't know where to go to. And those who do follow Think, who are a part of this movement, you know, they can tap into this now. They have this resource that's available to them. So that's the next step, is to create courses now to help sustain the mission and to help just basically expand it out in the world.
Yes. That's amazing, brother. That's Thank amazing. You. Inspiring, to say the least. It's you said something really interesting. You say that the vision is so big that it's sometimes intimidating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think that statement, but then you said something really beautiful afterwards. You were like, but then I just started to look at what's in front of me. Dude, that's the answer. As you know, you said, you're like, well, I was comparing where I am now to this big vision, to this great vision.
Right.
So it's like, it's like literally comparing, like, you know, you're all like winners and fights aside. It's like comparing David to Goliath. Right. You know, you're like, dude, I'm here, but like, I'm going to be here, but whoa, that's a big one to ride. That's a mouthful, you know?
Yeah.
But the fact that you were able to switch your thinking, pun intended, and raise your vibration by recognizing the things that you do have in your life. You just said it, what's in front of me? Well, what's in front of you is the potential for infinite well-being, infinite prosperity, infinite joy, you know?
Yes, yeah.
So if we could apply as a global community, as part of, as community Earth, if we could apply those principles to not only making our dreams come true, but daily activities, these things that seem so big beyond us, you know? Whether it be an addiction that we're trying to get over, or, you know, there's, and I'm not just talking about a drug or a tobacco or an alcohol addiction, there are multiple emotional addiction. You're addicted to being angry. Addicted to a neural pattern that you've established because that's what you've convinced yourself to be real. Cut the chains to that which does not serve you. Cut the chains to that which holds you down and makes you feel like there's this Goliath in front of you. Do exactly what Rob did and focus on what you have. What's in front of me? What's in front of you is your infinite potential. You know? So, dude, thank you for following your highest excitement, being an example. Thank you for being a prime example of creator, you know?
Yeah. You know, if this helps anybody out, because this definitely helps me out when I remind myself of this concept. It's not even a concept. It's just truth of who we are, is that everything that we need to get from here to the next step or to that mountain, whatever it is that you're looking at, you already have it. You and I already have it within us.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just our lack of awareness. It's our ignorance of this power that we do have within us now. And it just takes that simple acknowledgement that, you know what, I am infinite. I can do whatever it is that I put my mind to. And all I need to do is just align. It really is all about alignment. And it's activating that energy, that power within you. Because right now, like you said, we're, you know, we have these habits or these addictions or whatnot that's, you know, not necessarily serving our highest good.
Right.
But that's where our attention is at. And if we were to switch our attention to, you know, this is who I am, this is what my mission is, or this is what I want to do next, I'm going to activate whatever it is within me. I'm going to activate those powers to take me to that next step. And I just think that's key. That's really key. And it's helped me. Like I said, it helps me every single day when I tap into that, because now I eliminate, you know, whatever it is that was holding me back, those chains, I eliminate that. And I eliminate it by focusing on my higher self, on my energy, what feels good, what feels right.
Yes.
And then boom, I go with it. And then the magical thing happens after that. It's, you know, I'm not worried about how. I'm just worried about activation. Not even worried. I'm focused on activation and alignment. And then all of a sudden, I get a phone call say, hey, I just felt this need to reach out to you. I want to help you build your website. Or, hey, I have a radio show. How about you come on my radio show? True story, right?
Yes.
Like, all of a sudden, you just align and doors open where it's like there was just a wall and a door appears. Boom.
Boom.
So it's not really about, you know, how to get from here to there. It's just about aligning with that higher self, aligning with your energy, tapping into those unlimited resources that are already within us all.
Dude. Amen, brother. Man, you're like the most inspirational person I've ever been around. Like, I love you, bro. Like,
thank you, man.
No, thank you, man. Thank you. Seriously. Yeah, take a minute to soak that in, folks. Seriously. I'm going to open the phone lines. If you guys want to call in, talk to Rob, talk to your boy Davey, go ahead. 323-203-0815. Phone lines are now open. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815. If you guys want to call in, you can do so. Talk to Rob or myself. You're dealing with something in life. You need a little pat on the back verbally. We'll give you one. You want to email me with any questions, feel free to do so. davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Just davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Drop the good. Doesn't fit the Gmail name, Dave's Vibration Station. Although you are on Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com. If you've just tuned in with us, you're a little late. I'm messing. I'm pulling your leg. We're super glad to have you here in this cyberspace. Today we're having our brother Rob, founder of Think There Is No Ceiling. Make sure to check him out. Follow him on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. It's T-H-I-N-C. Think There Is No Ceiling. Brother Rob, bringing it home and inspiring everyone that he comes in contact with from toes to the crown. No questions asked. So we've gone over the inspiration behind creating There Is No Ceiling, mm-hmm. the root. We've gone over the vision. It's large and it's already created. It's done.
It's already done.
It's done.
Yeah.
Right? So how do we explain to someone that, you know, is looking for, let's put it this way. I get a lot of emails from listeners saying, hey, Dave, you know, basically what you just said, I am here, but I want to be here, right? Whether it be like, hey, Dave, there's this great guy and I thought he was great and then he turned out to be a dick. Why do I attract all the shitty guys, you know? Uh-huh. It's like, well, stop going to the same places to find guys. Maybe change what's in here and you'll, right? So what could we say, whether it be a relationship with whoever? Oh, you know what? We actually have a caller and then we're going to continue with that. But yeah, I think that'll be good. We'll hit that in just a sec. I'd like to welcome our caller to the show. You're live on the air with
Hi.
Rob and Dave. Here on Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, my name's Barbara. I'm from New York, and I'm a huge fan and follower of Rob.
Oh, nice!
I think I know who she is.
That's awesome.
Hi, Barbara, how are you?
Hi. Barbara from New York. I was following you on Periscope, and now, of course, on Instagram. And
that's awesome.
I just want to tell you that it's phenomenal. The work you're doing is wonderful.
Yes.
And keep it up. And you're very, very inspirational to me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Barbara. I do know who you are. I always see you on Periscope, or uh-huh. at least when I was doing them, I'd say, hey, yeah. Oh, Barbara from New York.
What happened to the Periscope?
Yeah, so they are coming back. I promise okay. that. I had to take a step back for a little while to reevaluate. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. my journey. What I was making reference to, the mountain was just like, whoa, it's huge.
Yes.
And I really had to take a step yes. back and reevaluate and realign myself. So they are going to come back
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah. I relate to that mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Wow. But I'm so glad that you do what you do because it's very helpful.
Thank you, Barbara.
And very, very inspirational.
Wow.
Thank you.
Barbara, thank
if
you.
You're not, and for sharing, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I just want to express all the unconditional compassion and appreciation from our hearts to yours. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Okay.
And
thanks.
You're
looking
love,
forward to
have a beautiful rest
coming
of
back.
Ah,
have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you,
you
Barbara.
Too.
Thank you so much.
All the love. All the love.
All the love to you guys, too, oh. and everybody, the whole universe, actually.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Woohoo!
That'll make it function.
You're awesome, Barbara. You're wonderful. Thank you. Thank
Thanks.
You so much for the beautiful call. And
okay. You're welcome. Enjoy.
You have a blessed day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Barbara.
Bye.
Dude, Brother Rob is killing the vibration game over here, raising them. From the north to the south, the east to the west. Yeah. Dude, that call stoked me out. Barbara, thank you so much. We wholeheartedly appreciate that. I can only speak for myself, but I'm sure Rob shares the same feeling. When we hear calls like that from people that just say, you know, thank you for doing what you're doing, it just puts so much fuel on the fire. You know, it just is mm-hmm. like... So inspirational, and it just, I'm honored to, you know, be connected and co-creating with you, brother, and all this awesome energy to be shared, just like Barbara said, with the whole universe, you know?
Yeah.
It's really true. And the time is now. You know, our time is now. Our time is now. The energies, the planet, the vibrations, they're raising, the frequencies, everything's heightening. It's shifting octaves, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like this wave of energy that's going through the cosmos and affecting all of the planets and everything that inhabits all of those planets. This big wave of these photon energies, these electromagnetics that are just raising the frequencies. Wah, rah. And it's like for those of you that surf, you know that like that moment when like right on the cusp where you have the choice of paddling for the wave or like just letting it roll through and like you can like kind of float over and wait for the next one. This is like your time to paddle for the wave. Like paddle, ride it. Cause this ride is sweet. This ride is the best ride in the entire cosmos.
Yeah. Do you mind if I chime in real fast?
Please, brother. So, this is your show, baby. That's it.
a few days ago, I want to say about a week ago, I'm sitting at my desk and, you know, the window's closed next to me and I have these vertical blinds right next to my desk. And, you know, I was just thinking about, because I had a writer's block actually that time. Nothing was flowing through me. Yes. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, I'm getting kind of hot now. The sun's beaming on me. And I open up the window and as I'm sitting there, I see the blinds start moving, and now they're like really kicking up, and they're hitting each other, hitting the wall. And it occurred to me right then and there that, you know, with that window closed, there was no wind coming through, and those blinds were just motionless. They were just sitting there. And once that wind came through and started hitting those blinds, the blinds now were active. I mean, they were hanging on, doing their job, hanging on to the little clips, and they were flowing with the wind. And it made me realize that because of that resistance, they came to life. Yeah. Because of that resistance, those clips that were holding them in were serving their purpose. And, you know, we tend to, like, you know, much like the waves, like what you're talking about, the ebb and flow and paddling and, you know, just sitting there and letting nothing happen. Yes. Or actually going for something. Yes. You know, whatever we decide to do, there's always going to be resistance.
Yes.
And that's just the operation of the universe. Like, that's just how everything flows. It's that ebb and flow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're able to recognize that, and it took me a while to recognize that, because every time a wave came in, I got knocked down, I'd stay down for a while, and then I'd get it back up later on, you know, eventually. Yes. But now I just pop up a lot faster because I'm aware now that there are these waves. There is this resistance, but that is what makes life beautiful. That's what makes you appreciate the highs and the lows. And I think I was telling my friend Christy, I used to do Periscopes with Christy all the time. And, you know, when I shared this with her, you know, it didn't really impact me that deeply yet. But when I shared it with her and she, like, you know, her eyes kind of watered up a little bit, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it a little bit more now that I share this. And now that I'm sharing it with you here now, I'm like, whoa, I get it a little bit more too. The resistance is beautiful.
Yes.
It really is. And when you can appreciate that, you could really just build up that mental muscle. You could build up your passion a little bit deeper, a little bit higher. You know, build your character up a little bit more because of that resistance. And it's just this beautiful aspect that I think we've been trained to look at as something negative, but yeah. It's beautiful. It really is. Wow. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I'm a big listener of Abraham Hicks.
Oh yes, Abraham Hicks.
I love Abe.
That's my girl.
That's right.
That's my girl. Right. I love her.
That's awesome. Right. And something that she always says is, embrace the contrast.
Yes.
Bless the contrast.
Yes.
Yeah. So, for those of you that are not familiar with Abraham Hicks, check her out if you're looking for some enlightening info. She channels source energy. The energy of creation flows to her and through her, and she downloads this information and is able to translate it in a format that human beings can communicate under, which she basically downloads these vibrational, it's like information coming through light, and then she speaks whatever she's being downloaded. So whatever's being downloaded, it's a mutual respect for the energy and the conduit for the energy. But something that she always says is everything, right? So contrast helps you to expand because it's through the contrast that you define what you don't want.
Right.
So when you know what you don't want, you know exactly what you want.
Exactly. Exactly.
So when you have this, just like you said, resistance, contrast, resistance, same thing. When you have this resistance and you look at it, beautifully said, once again, killing the vibe game. Oh, completely on point. You know, we've been trained to think that the contrast, the resistance, is negative, when actually it's our compass. It's right. it's our external compass of the internal compass. There's an internal compass, which is our emotions.
Right.
That's what she says. Yeah, that's what Abe says. Mm-hmm. She says your internal compass is your emotional, your emotional guidance system. Well, the emotional, internal emotional guidance system, of course, is going to reflect the external guidance system as well.
Yeah, if you just look at... Sorry.
No,
if,
please,
if,
no,
if,
yeah.
If you just take a look at that real quick, too, like the symbol that represents contrast is the yin and the yang. It's the black and the white, right? And that symbol actually, I mean, it's embedded in our own DNA. If you look at our DNA, what creates that in and out motion is that double helix motion.
Yes.
I mean, it's in our strands. It's in the solar system. It's in every piece of nature. Yes. Contrast is like what defines us. I mean, we are that. Like we have, and if you want to break it down a little bit more, it's the male and female energy that we have within us, which, I mean, if you really look at society, you know, it's totally out of alignment.
It is.
It's like we're not aligned with both of those energies, with who we are,
right,
which is the feminine and masculine aspects of us, of right, ourselves. Right. But yeah, that's tying back into the contrast. I mean, it's within our DNA.
Yes.
Like it's there.
Yes.
To the very core. It's crazy to look at.
Yes.
And it's crazy to see how, you know, we overlook that.
It's like how did we come to overlook something that's so clear and apparent? I guess it's like so clear and apparent that it's one of those things that's like so obvious we don't see it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this is going to lead us into a whole other arena if we want to go there. But there are definitely groups, call them elite, Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, whatever. There's groups.
Mm-hmm.
They have intentions. They have power. Quote, unquote, power. You give them power if you allow yourself to, or you can choose to hold your power, not give them any power by focusing on your own empowerment. But this is kind of a catch-22 that I'm saying this and then telling you to empower yourself. There's been an agenda on the planet to keep the vibrations lower. There's been an agenda to keep everything, all human consciousness, externalized. There's been an agenda to keep us focused on our ego, on satisfying the unsatisfiable ego. These people know they can't fill the void of ego. They know that. They're like, dude, we're going to keep these people running in circles.
Right,
like,
yeah.
So they don't even know what they're doing. Well, unfortunately for you guys, there's light workers that are being born today that have disinformation embedded, like you said, in their DNA. Right, it's in our DNA, the contrast. But then there's also different facets and different levels of this information that we're able to access, you know, once we get deeper and deeper into the DNA. I actually just saw, now I'm not advocating any use, any way, shape, or form. Only, of course, if you feel drawn to this as medicine, do it. Otherwise, unless you're doing it for any other reason outside of it being medicine, do not do this. But I did see the documentary just... for the second time, I watched it yesterday morning, DMT, the spirit molecule.
Mm.
And there's this one shaman, and he's talking about breaking through, right? And then he reached, basically going through the entire cosmos within himself. And then he reached this final layer. He called it the picture-perfect puzzle pattern door. Like, I think that's exactly the picture-perfect puzzle pattern door. That's what he called it. So he basically reached this aspect of his consciousness, which represented the final layer of him recognizing with his ego. So the final layer embedded in his internal universe, which said, I am a human being. Well, he broke through that layer, and then he said he fractaled into light. He just defractalized into all this light.
Mm.
And then, of course, the medicine wears off and he goes back in his body, right? He says the memories start to fade, but he still has very intense memories of what, you know, the highlights of what happened. Just so you all know, when you sleep, you release dimethyltryptamine. When you sleep, the dream formula that makes you dream is DMT, is released in the pineal gland in the brain. This is also, the pineal gland is found in the center of the brain, and it's said to be our third eye. Who would have thought? It's said that our two eyes are actually the perceivers of what the third eye, the pineal gland, is perceiving. So whatever the third eye can perceive, the two eyes on the physical can look at. Whatever the third eye can't perceive, these two eyes can't look at. It's not the eyes that see, it's the brain.
Yeah.
Right? Please.
There was something I tapped into earlier this year. It was through like a meditation, a very, very deep meditation. And what popped up for me, it hit me like a train. Like just this realization is that mind is only trying to realize itself. And that's it. Mind is only trying to realize itself, meaning that, you know, what you're making reference to, the third eye, the pineal gland, what's projecting out into the universe and, you know, making up this matrix reality. Our mind is only trying to experience, you know, what's there for it.
Yes.
You know, based on emotions, feelings, thought projections or whatnot. But it's just perceiving, like you said, through these two lenses we have, these two camera lenses called our eyes. It's perceiving these light, these photons.
Yes.
And then we're basically just putting it together in our own mind. We're synchronizing it. We're making things, you know, we add meaning to what we are experiencing per se.
Right.
And then from that moment, we're projecting, boom, another signal out. And then we walk into it. And we're realizing again that this is our creation. Well, that's actually the job that Think has right here, is to help you realize that you are responsible for your reality. However, most people don't realize that, but you know, you're receiving these photons, this light information, and transmitting it, boom, 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 and then send it back out again. So I don't know if that made any sense, but
dude,
that's what popped in my head.
Made the most sense. Made all the sense. Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Because that's what it is, man. It's learning how to process this light information.
Right.
Like, we have available to us in every single moment of every single day.
Yeah.
The opportunities to cross the cosmos. Literally. Every moment. It's the perceiver is not budging. The perceiver is not allowing him or herself to perceive to one's fullest extent, to one's fullest expectation.
Yeah, and I feel like that has a lot to do with projecting our past into our future.
Yes.
You know, we see reality, and then we make it have this meaning based on our own experiences, and then we reproject our past again and wonder, why are these patterns happening? Why am I experiencing this all over again? I thought I dealt with this just last week. If that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Just like the woman that's looking for the new boyfriend.
Right.
You know, the metaphor, right?
Mm-hmm.
We actually have another caller here on the Vibration Station. We're going to take this live. Welcome. You are live on the air. Welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station. We got Rob in the studio, founder of There Is No Ceiling Think. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Dave. It's Chelsea. How are you?
Hey, hi, Chelsea.
I love your show. I always listen to you. You just make me feel so good, baby.
Ah, well, thank you. Well, it's you. I feel the energy, and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. It's very sweet. What can we help you with? What can we help you with today, Chelsea?
I have a question for you. I have a question for Dave, really, because I'm just going through some stuff right now, and it's really hard for me to connect with, being responsible for what's happening to me and trying to be okay with it.
Hmm.
So here goes.
Sure, let's hear you. I'm sure that between Rob and I, we can come up with something for you.
Thank you. I've been with my boyfriend for 5 years.
Okay.
And I found out that he was cheating on me for the last year.
Oh.
And
I'm so sorry, Chelsea. That
so
really hurts.
Stupid, because, you know, he was like it for me, and so we're not together. and I lost my job 2 weeks ago. And they're just cutting back. It wasn't, they said I was good and everything, but they couldn't afford a lot of employees, so they, you know, laid off a lot of people.
Sure.
And I was just in this car accident. This lady rear-ended me. I mean, all these things are happening to me. And I'm trying to go, I listen to you, Davey, and I'm trying to say, well, all this is happening for a reason, and...
But it's hard to rationalize. It's hard to rationalize. Yeah. Why is this happening for a reason?
I listen to Abraham audio tapes, and nice. I have a lot of good friends, and I go to this non-denominational church who kind of helps me get faith.
Cool.
But I just, you know, when is it going to stop? Now I'm in pain because this lady who hit me, it really jarred my back and my neck. So I don't take medication.
That's great.
So I'm using like ice and I just want to know when it's going to stop. I just want to just slow down and have a gentle, peaceful life. That's all I want. And I'm just having a rough time right now.
Chelsea, Chelsea, do you mind? Do you mind if I chime in a little bit?
Please,
Chelsea. You know, first step here. I mean, this is you know, from my own perspective. It's when I recognize things not in alignment. You know, where I'm not feeling good or I'm not really having the best adventure here on earth.
The first
thing I always remind myself is this: I am 100% responsible for everything that is occurring in my life. I'm 100% responsible for everything,
Yes. Everything,
no matter what it is. And when I do that, when I remind myself of that power that I have, because really it's power. It's power that you're acknowledging within you, that I am a direct influence on my reality. And my experiences that I'm experiencing are a result of my own thoughts, my own emotions.
Yes.
That all of a sudden, I'm in my throne. All of a sudden, I'm in the seat of power. Yes. And now I can take back the reins. Now I can take back my own control. So that's my first suggestion. My second suggestion is to really look at these different experiences. Like take a look at, you know, whatever it is that happening, the pain, the accident, the loss of job, you know, the boyfriend that cheated, you know, the lack of that relationship now, the space that you're in.
Right.
And really look now. Take time to look at what you want, because everything that's happening to you is really a blessing. It's showing you, look, Chelsea, this is what you don't want. So instead of having what you don't want, what would you rather have? Yes. And instead of swimming in that pool of, oh man, all this stuff. And I get it, because that happens to me all the time too, where I experience something and I'm just like, no, this is not cool. And I stay in it for a little while. But from that instant though, I remind myself of my power. And two, I identify, what is it that I want? How would I rather feel instead of this?
Yes.
Because this is not where I want to be at. So how would I rather feel? And then the third thing that I do is, I'm not saying that you do this, but sometimes we tend to get in a habit of sharing our story with all of our friends, focusing on the pain and the disempowerment. And when we do our focus now, think about this, our focus is projecting our reality. Mm. So if our focus is on the pain, we're reprojecting that reality right into our experience again for us to walk into again. And it just keeps happening, like this cycle, this pattern just keeps repeating itself. So the first thing is own what's happening right now. Like, this is happening. Okay, cool. I got this. Second step, what would I rather experience? How would I rather feel? Like, what emotions do I want to feel like? Because I don't like this right now. How do I want to feel? And third is just give your attention to that feeling, that vibration, that good vibe and vibration that Davey represents over here. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I really, I just have to keep doing that, because I have great friends and I do talk too much. I complain a lot. I keep telling my story and they're wonderful and they love me, but I know they're getting tired of hearing everything.
That's good that you're aware of that, because most people aren't aware of that or they deny it.
Yeah.
So you, congratulations, Chelsea. You just took ownership right now of your own story.
Dude, amen.
Good job.
Amen to that.
Chelsea, that. I just,
please go on.
I've been thinking that it's probably this is all happening for a reason.
Yeah.
And I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that I caused all this, that I'm responsible, but...
It's an interesting facet of consciousness, yeah, to take such responsibility when we're used to our entire lives thinking that we're,
right,
we are victims, or we are being respond, we are responders to an exterior situation, right?
Right.
As opposed to,
right,
we are creators of what we experience.
Right.
So
right,
that's making, right, that paradigm shift from, you see, now, yeah, that you've recognized, thanks to Brother Bob, certain flaws,
right,
that maybe you might have in,
right,
putting energy towards exactly what you wish to release yourself of, you can,
yeah,
start using these tools in your benefit, to your benefit,
right,
in the favor of,
right,
yourself and others around you, to,
yeah,
raise the vibration. You know?
Right.
Yeah, Chelsea,
yeah,
you know, how would you, just, this will take like 2 seconds, but how would you rather,
yeah,
feel? What type of feeling would you rather feel instead?
It's awesome.
I'd rather feel like there's some, that I'm good, and that his breaking up with me wasn't my fault, and that I'm not good enough. I'd rather feel that I can get a job because I'm smart right away, but it's been hard.
Real quick, what kind of emotion,
yeah,
what does that look like? What kind of emotion is being expressed when you feel that you're good enough, that you have a job? You know, what is that emotion?
It makes me feel happy, like I'm living a good life.
Perfect. No, that's perfect.
Like,
happy.
My life is working. Yeah.
Perfect. If you can tap into happiness, just really,
yeah,
just tap into happiness. Just swim around that. Let that marinate. And just tap,
yeah,
into that frequently. Happiness, happiness. You could say it to yourself.
Yeah.
But you don't have to attach any pictures to it. Just tap into the emotion,
okay,
the vibration. And,
okay,
allow the universe to deliver whatever it is that is in alignment with happiness. Because what you think would make you happy, you could be totally off. You might think another relationship would make you happy, but maybe being single for a while would make you happy. You don't know that,
yeah,
because you're focused on, this is how it's supposed to look. This,
yes,
is what happiness means.
Right.
But really, though,
right,
I mean, if you think about that, you're giving the universe an order that's like 1% of like the 1,000,000% it's capable of. It's like, hey, this is what I want. And the universe is like, okay, this is what you want, because this is what I have lined up for happiness. You have no idea,
right,
girl. You have no idea what, yes, I have lined up. So, so that's,
right,
what I mean. It's like, just tap into the vibration.
Yes.
And allow whatever comes to,
yeah,
come.
Ah, yes. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Dude.
Thank
Chelsea,
you.
Did that help?
That's, yeah. You're right.
That
you're
is
right.
That is the best advice in the entire universe. It is. Embody the emotion,
yeah,
of that which you wish to experience. What you focus your energy on, you create. So if you wish to,
yeah,
create more pain, more angst, more anticipation, more frustration, more anger, then maintain the vibration of feeling, oh, well, I'm a victim to this, and I'm a victim to this, and this hurts. I'm not,
right,
saying that you do that. I'm just saying that we all fall easily into doing these habits because we were told that that's what you do when something's wrong. So,
mm-hmm,
you're,
right,
not bad. You just
right,
aren't utilizing the laws of the universe to your full potential. Thanks to Rob, you can re-listen to the show. If you weren't taking notes, you're more than happy to, of course, re-listen to the show. It'll be available in just about 5 minutes. And yeah, you know, embody the emotion of that which you wish to experience,
mm-hmm,
and you will create it.
That's thank it. You, guys.
Thank,
I love you, Dave.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you, Chelsea. We love you with all of our hearts. And make sure to follow Think. There is no ceiling. Go on Instagram. Make sure to check him out if you don't already. Talk about inspiration. Rob is just a powerhouse of inspiration. So
thank you.
I highly suggest doing that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Thank you,
Chelsea. Have a great day.
Okay. All right.
Bye. Yeah, brother. That's really powerful.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, that was a good question because that really does shine the light on different aspects of our lives, and you know, that alone right there could help out a lot of people just to refocus your energy.
Yeah,
what would,
brother,
you rather experience?
What would
that's
you
key.
Rather experience?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that is like the question, like that is the question of creator. That's why he or she, that's why it creator expressed itself into these infinite fractals. So it can decide exactly how many ways it can have fun. Right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like that, like, it's like it's not fun knowing everything. There's no fun knowing everything there is to know. So the whole has to divide itself into fractals so it can forget that it knows everything. Because it's fun. That's it. Dude, Rob, all the unconditional compassion, appreciation, abundance, alignment, well-being, everything great from our hearts, from my heart to yours, brother. I love you. I love everything that you are, everything that you represent. Any last words to just sprinkle on there, you know?
Yeah, just tap into what feels good. That's it. It's really that simple. Just tap into what feels good and just allow.
It's amazing. It's beautiful words to close the show. Thank you so much. Guys, make sure to follow There Is No Ceiling acronym THINC, THINC, little underscore there at the end. If you're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, THINC. Make sure to check him out. Oh, man, the website, THINC.com,
the website's There Is No Ceiling.
There Is No Ceiling, yes. Right. It's not the acronym, it's the actual thereisnoceiling.com. Make sure to check that out for more high vibes coming your way. And, of course, download the show. Listen to the information Rob had to share. Follow the Instagram. See how amazing life can be through the eyes of one that is aligned. And illuminate your world. Empower yourself. And illuminate this world. All the unconditional love, appreciation, abundance, joy, alignment, well-being from our hearts, Rob and mine, and everyone else involved here at LA Talk Radio, to yours. Thank you guys so much, and we will see you next Sunday. Make sure to maintain your high vibration. Just like Rob said, embody that in which you wish to experience. Love you guys. See you next Sunday. Peace.